The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Saturdays in the daytime, CBS Radio takes you behind the scenes in City Hospital, where Dr. Barton Crane tells you the human interest story behind the fever chart or x-ray picture, where people meet crises and face up to them even as you listen. Tomorrow and every Saturday, enjoy drama that comes close to life itself, as most of these same CBS Radio stations present City Hospital.
In my pocket.
Well, put them on now. It's cold. Button your jacket.
Yeah, I gotta be running, too.
I fixed another waffle for you.
No. I gotta take off some weight. I'm getting fat.
Mommy's the one who's getting fat.
Yes. Well, run along. Goodbye, dear. Have a nice day at school.
Bye.
Honey, don't you think it's about time you told her?
Yes, I think I'm going to, and then I think of the million questions she'll ask, knowing Betsy.
Hey, I saw a book in a window yesterday, How to Tell Your Six-Year-Old the Facts of Life. Something like that. Maybe I ought to pick it up today and have something to go by.
Oh, yes, fine. Why don't you do that? I'm surprised she noticed anything, though.
How could she help it?
What do you mean? I hardly show. I'm very lucky that way. Why, when I had Betsy the day before I went to the hospital, I met Mrs. Wilson. I had to tell her I was expecting a baby. She couldn't believe it. She kept saying, oh, no, I can't believe it.
Well, maybe so. Just the same. I think you better say something to Betsy tonight.
Yes. Well, maybe you're right, dear.
Hither, thither, and yon, of course, do not appear on the map. But for CBS News correspondents, they are the places where news is made. And CBS News correspondents make it their job to track down the significant details of any important developments, no matter where in the world the event is taking place. Let a news story break on a mountain slope in the Himalayas, along the Amazon River, or out on the plains of our own Midwest, and chances are a CBS newsman will head straight for the scene to gather the facts you want to know. And the CBS newsroom is busy at work Sunday, Monday, always. That's why on weekends you can enjoy two full days of fun and still keep in touch with what's happening in the world. With a radio at hand tuned to CBS Radio, your favorite ski tow or tropic island is always within listening distance of history. Tomorrow and every Saturday and Sunday, as well as during the week, make CBS News your all-day listening post.
Get Betsy to bed?
Yeah, I gave her a bath and got her to bed, read her a story. Did that give you enough time to read the book?
Well, I'd skim through it. I think what I'll do is just read it to her. Tells how everybody's born. Animals, people, plants, fish, and I'll do the very good.
Birds and bees stop, huh?
Well, in a way. Well, come on with me while I talk to her.
No. You can handle the situation. I said goodnight to her once.
Come on with me. Yeah. You always leave things like this to me. Now, you're her daddy. She has questions, and I can't think quick enough. There'll be two of us to answer.
Well, all right. Hey, wait a minute. I don't think we should be, you know, too detailed about anything.
Oh, no. We'll just tell us.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, I don't know. I've always known this was coming, and I put it off. I think the best thing to do is just be very casual about it, you know.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Go ahead. Go on upstairs.
No matter what she asks, don't get all, you know, embarrassed and blushing about it.
Embarrassed and blushing? Yeah. Why should I? I know the facts of life.
Well, I mean, don't act as though there's anything wrong with it, you know.
There isn't anything wrong with it.
Oh, you're going to be a big help. I can see that. Betsy!
Well, what are you doing, darling?
You're getting my darling to a night.
Well, while you're doing that, Mommy and Daddy wanted to tell you something. Daddy, you want to...
Mommy. You tell her.
Well, Betsy, you know how you said this morning that Mommy was getting fat?
Mm-hmm. But don't worry, Mommy. Everybody gets fat when they have a baby.
Well,
did you know that Mommy was having a baby?
Yes. Didn't you know, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, I knew it, honey. No, I just didn't know that you did.
Well, you didn't say anything there, Betsy, about it.
She said it was a secret, and I'm not supposed to tell secrets.
Well, what do you mean, dear?
I heard you say to Grandma we'll keep it a secret as long as we can.
Oh, yes, well, that was... Well, then you know that you're going to have a little brother.
Oh, you can't tell Mommy until it's born. Sometimes it's a girl. Sometimes it's a boy. I mean, maybe I'll have a sister.
Well, yes, that's true. So Mommy and Daddy wanted to tell you about babies, dear, and how you were born, and how your little...
Oh, boy. I know all that, Mom. Look, I got Jimmy's nightie on backwards. And Daddy, look, Jimmy has ice skates, too. Look!
Yeah. Now, listen, darling, Mommy wants to talk to you.
Let it go.
Well, we...
Yeah, just forget it. Good night, Bessie, dear.
Daddy, did you know that Auntie Lane has a turtle?
No, dear, I didn't know that.
Well, she does. Gee, I'd like to have a turtle someday.
Well, we'll see if we can get one sometime. Good night, darling.
Good night, Mommy. Good night, Daddy. Pleasant dreams.
Yeah, good night, dear. Pleasant dreams.
Well.
Yeah.
Now, do you carry that laundry basket downstairs for me? I'm going to wash my
hands. Yeah,
morning.
Sure. All right, go on. I got it.
I think I'll write some of my Christmas thank yous tonight. I haven't done a one. I've got to write to Aunt Ruth and Helen.
You want me to take this to the basement?
No, just put it down here in the hall.
Yeah.
I'll take it down in the morning.
Okay. Well, I guess I didn't need to buy the book. How much does she know?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Seems to me when I was a kid, the whole subject was fascinating to me. I couldn't get enough information.
Mm, probably what you got was a lot of misinformation.
It didn't matter. It was all interesting. I don't understand her. She didn't seem interested at all.
Yeah, well, see, she will be. I must say, she sort of took my breath away. I didn't know she had any idea about anything.
Yeah. Pretty funny. We've been so cagey about everything. You mean to tell me that she has never asked you anything about, well, you know.
No. Well, yes, once, ages ago. When the Williamson's dog had puppies, that's right, I remember. Now, she did ask me where the puppies came from.
What did you say?
Well, I said they grew from a little seed.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yes, well, then she wanted to know where the seed came from.
Oh, what'd you say?
Well, I said that God put it there.
Yeah, well, that's enough. That's all you have to tell them at this age.
That is not all you have to tell them at this age. She said, how did God put it there?
Yeah?
And I said, well, God could do anything.
Uh-huh.
She said, yes, but exactly how did he do it?
Oh, boy. So what did you say?
Well, I remember I couldn't think of any simple way to put it, so I said I didn't know exactly how God did things. So she said, oh, well, she'd find out and let me know.
No kidding.
As I certainly would like to know who she's been talking to.
Well, you know how children are. Just, you know, curiosity is quite natural. After all, half the kids in the neighborhood have brothers and sisters, and I suppose they've been told quite a few things, especially some of the older ones.
Yes, I suppose.
Anyhow, let's not be like our parents who never mention such things.
Oh, no. Well, you know, but when I told my grandmother we were expecting another baby, she said, well, you don't have to tell everybody so soon. She acted as though I weren't married.
Yeah, well, look, we're going to be really modern parents. I want Betsy to grow up feeling that there isn't anything that she can't talk over with us, right?
Right. Well, I've been putting these letters off. I ought to write a few tonight, I guess.
Where's that book? You know, the one I brought home.
Oh, right there on the table. You know, it's pretty good. I'll keep it and refer to it when Betsy asks me anything. Now, what did Aunt Ruth send us for Christmas? Oh, yes, those little spice jars. I remember that now.
Hey, for Pete's sake.
What's the matter?
Look at the drawings in this book. My gosh. Hey, are these fit for a 6-year-old? Come here, look.
What?
Really? Look at this. For the love of Mike.
Well, what is the matter with you? There's nothing wrong with these drawings. I think they're done very simply.
Well, I mean, she's certainly too young.
She will be 7 in June. I thought you were going to be such a modern parent.
Well, I mean, there's such a thing as being too modern.
This book has the approval of psychologists and educators and is very well written. Look on the cover. Here's what a leading child psychologist says.
Yeah, well, I sometimes wonder if these child psychologists have any children of their own.
Dear, now, let's not be old-fashioned.
No, all right, I guess not, no. I think I'll just glance through some of them.
You'll see that it's very well done, really, dear. We're going to be happy we brought Betsy up right, too. Now, like Aunt Ruth first, I guess. And since she's your aunt, I'd like you to tack a note on
it. Hey, for Pete's sake, I didn't know this.
Know what?
Isn't that interesting?
What?
Hey, it's about chromosomes and genes. Hey, I'll be done. Hey, look. Read this right here.
I have to read it.
No, but look.
Where? Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and see, this shows what happens when the chromosomes... Here. See?
Mm-hmm.
And this is when it's twins. Ah!
Yes.
Well, don't you think that's interesting?
Well, didn't you know that?
No.
Well, you just curl up with that book, dear, on how to tell a six-year-old the facts of life. You better bone up if you want to keep one jump ahead of your daughter.
Yeah, well, look, nobody ever told me these things.
Mommy!
Yes, dear? Now, what are you doing out of bed? I thought you were asleep.
No, I've been thinking about the baby.
Oh, uh-huh.
There's something I'd like to ask you.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Music of our time, music of many moods, restless, exciting, intense, and sometimes soothing. That's what you'll hear on CBS Radio this Sunday afternoon. Leonard Bernstein's program with the New York Philharmonic will consist entirely of 20th century works by Hal Shapiro, Lucas Foss, and the late Béla Bartók. There will be two soloists on the program, Isaac Stern, violinist, and Jenny Terrell, mezzo-soprano. Lighter, more familiar music will be featured by Michel Piastro and his virtuoso musicians on the Symphonette. CBS Radio's The Best in Music will offer many of your pop and jazz favorites, performed by jazz pianist Errol Garner, singer Jim Lowe, and Barbara Cook, leading lady of the hit Broadway musical The Music Man. Another fine CBS Radio show for you will bring you songs you like to hear as interpreted by Richard Hayes and Terry Stevens. And more popular music you like to hear will emanate from the brilliant bands of Vincent Lopez and Guy Lombardo. It's music of our time and your time this Sunday on CBS Radio.
Oh, doesn't she look sweet in her little pink bathrobe, Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Now, what did you want to ask Mommy and Daddy about the baby, dear?
Well, if we don't like him after he gets here, can we get rid of him?
Get rid of him? What?
But, dear, if we don't like him, Daddy, could we give him away?
Why, no, dear, he'd be your brother. Why, we're all going to love him so. My goodness, who would we give him to?
Well, we'd give him to the trash man.
Betsy, now look here,
darling. No, Betsy, the trash man, Mr. Collins, has his own children. He doesn't take others, dear.
He would, too. There's a sign in his truck and it says, we take anything.
Betsy, John, don't you understand?
Daddy and Mommy are having this baby especially for you, dear. Why, you're going to love your little brother or sister.
Yes, but if we don't like him, can we at least take him back and get credit?
Well, that's all right. She heard me. It isn't like a department store, dear. We can't take him back.
Well, is he going to use my baby bed?
Yes, dear. But don't worry about it. Well, he's going to be your baby, and you'll have to help get him baths and take him out in a buggy. Won't that be fun?
I don't know.
Well, you go out and get your drink of water, hmm? Go on. Then Mommy will take you back up to bed.
Go on, dear, and we'll talk about it. There's a clean glass right on the sink.
For the love of Mike, you think you'd be so pleased.
No, dear, another baby is not simple. Now, you stop in the bookstore tomorrow and you buy everything you can on the subject of preparing your first child for the second baby.
Oh, boy, well, being a modern parent isn't so simple either. I think it was better in the good old days when you just said, oh, look what the stork left.
Yes, maybe you're right, dear.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Roger Foster inviting you to listen again Monday to The Couple Next Door.